Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional and across this beautiful country, as welcome back. National Talk Black, have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. Now, how supporting Indigenous economies can help solve climate change. First Nation communities play a vital role in driving sustainable solutions through traditional knowledge and economic self-determination. Australia is grappling with the reality of climate change, with 2024 proving to be the hottest year on record, and calls on the government for stronger climate protection laws. A recent fine of only $10,000 for a significant oil spill by Santos was criticised as evidence of the lack of genuine accountability among Australia's biggest corporations for the environmental impacts. Amidst this growing crisis, Indigenous leaders like Rebecca Blurton, Managing Director at First Nation Affairs, are calling for urgent action with a focus on empowering Indigenous businesses and communities to play a central role in driving climate solutions. Look, with that, we're going to catch up with Sister Beck Burton, Managing Director at First Nations Affairs, and talk about this space. Beck, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, Sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
I'm Beck Blurton, a Noongar Ballardong woman from Perth, Western Australia.
Okay, thank you very much, and big shout out to your mob there. Advising work climate focused organisations, advocating for economic self determination, more effective Indigenous economic policies. Yes. So a lot of work to be done.
There is a lot of work to be done. Absolutely.
And to take on board, I mean, you're talking about our mob, 60,000 years. We are professionals in all industries, you could say. We operate 60,000
exactly.
years. We know what's going on. And there should be some more engagement and come to the table with an open mind, whether it be government, non-Indigenous, or other countries as well, yes?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. You know, we've got so many different initiatives and programs, and, you know, we've got rights. We literally have legislation specific to us right across this country. And yet, in my view, and I'm sure a lot of mobs' view, there's not enough of us at the decision-making table on programs and initiatives that are impacting us. So that's what a lot of my work involves.
Sure. I always have a saying of, here we are looking for life on planet Mars. We need to look after this planet first. And we talk about this planet first, and we need to be conversing with the people who've been here the longest on this earth. And we're talking about the First Nation people of this country, you know. There's not a lot of engagement, you know, and which is sad, you know.
It is. There's not enough. Yet there's so many opportunities. There's so much going on. And, you know, now with this massive focus on climate change and the impacts, you've got the oldest living culture, custodians of country, caring for country, with so much knowledge and so much expertise, and a lot of that could be transferred into different programs and initiatives where we can properly look after country and mitigate or adapt to some of these climate impacts.
So when you look at the so-called taxpayers' money from the government, well, that's not expense. That's investment. And with mob working on country, on ground, with mob, that's the best ingredient we got, isn't it, Beck?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And so in regard to your work, who's at the table with you? We're talking about Managing Director at First Nation Affairs. We're all in the same vehicle, heading the same direction. Is a team effort? You've got, how you say, non-Indigenous people working with you as well? I mean, they're open-minded and heart
one,
and spirit.
I have one, so I've got a little... I've got a little team. We're a new consultancy. My firm's relatively new, so okay. About 18 months.
Yes.
And we've been supporting different organisations since we've started, and previously in my career as well, when I was working in corporate, yep. To implement First Nations reference groups. So with some of these organisations who invest quite a bit into Indigenous programs and, you know, even things like RAPs.
Yes.
It's been so important to make sure that you've got First Nations or Indigenous people at the table with lived experience on
exactly.
country. You know,
exactly.
they know what's going on. They can speak to what some of the risks are, what some of the barriers are, what some of the opportunities are for for these corporates and even government bodies to invest in meaningful
exactly.
change and impact. Yeah.
And also be accountable, accountability with Australian biggest
yeah.
corporations. As I mentioned in the intro, a recent fine of only $10,000 for a significant oil spill.
Oh.
Pardon a punt, but that's just a drop in the ocean for big
shameful.
Corporations. It's shameful, exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that needs to change as well, you know, fines. I mean, so then corporations adhere to operating professionally and effectively to protect the country and the sea country as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, that $10,000 fine, that's what the law currently states.
Yeah.
And so that's where, you know, we talk about systems change in the work that I do, and you're looking into some of these systems, these policies, processes that stand up these really poor, for example, the Santos fine, you know, these poor accountability practices, and it's about looking into the back end, I suppose, and understanding, all right, where do the changes need to happen here,
sure.
and how do we start doing that and making sure that there is solid accountability.
Fines are a good tool. I mean, like, if you look at $10,000, a drop in the ocean, it's just it's ridiculous. If you look at someone, you know, look at us mobbers, we're driving in cars with phones, what have you. We're a little bit lackadaisical, but now there's 4 points in it. There's a $1,000 fine, and people are just thinking twice in regarding doing something like so. So a bigger fine would open up the eyes regarding Australia's biggest corporation to act environmentally friendly in that sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true. Yeah, absolutely.
Beck, thank you for your yarn. And where are you based, Beck?
I'm on Gadigal country at the moment, so in Sydney.
All right, beautiful. Well, thank you for your yarn. All the best to your deadly little team there, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
All the best for 2025, sister.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Okay,
bye
Beck. Deadly yarn there. Beck Blurton, her name is, Managing Director at First Nations Affairs, and talking about the work that she's doing, but pushing back First Nation communities play a vital role in driving sustainable solutions through traditional knowledge and economic self-determination. So Australia governments and what have you should be embracing that knowledge and invest in that space, should they not. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
was so clear. I was ducking when a spear went past my ear. I was the fastest runner in the lane. I was chased by Walker Dutchy Rain. Came a stranger's hands, a wild Kentucky man. Yaka Kodichi, Yentago Kodichi. Wilfred Lemichu, Wilfred Strangways.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
There is an island somewhere in the Torres Straits that I call.
Fred and Richard Quiart here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn, viewers, truly Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from the Curry, live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi Country. As BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Velvora Theatre announces 2025 Belknaves Foundation Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Artist Fellow. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Deadly Sister Hannah Belensky as the latest Belknaves Foundation Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Fellow. After a record number of entries, Hannah will receive $45,000 over 18-month period to create a new work as a resident artist at Belver in 2025-26. And we have Hannah on the line. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Congratulations on your your win there. Before we start, Hannah, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Mob of Uralurai from Guduga, near Lightning Ridge.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So receiving $45,000 over 18-month period to create new work as resident artist at Belvoir in 25-26. So tell us about the application, how it came about, and getting the money, and what you're going to do with the money.
Yeah. I've known about the Belknaves Fellowship like forever, because it's been, you know, being a playwright and always seeing so many great like Blackfella creatives go through that fellowship, and so I just wanted to apply to, you know, to join those ranks.
Sure, exactly.
So I pitched a play, and I get to be part of the, so I get to write a new play, and then be part of the, like, Belvoir, you know, company for 18 months, which is pretty great. Like, I've got a desk there, and
yes.
you know, have access to all the, like...
Well, gives you a place, gives you an office to work at. Brings the creativity to the table, so to speak. Professionalism in regarding the desk there, a team of people around as well, and putting the vision into reality, you could say.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think when you're a writer, like, you spend a lot of time by yourself, and I work from home, and I think it's just, you know, really great to have people around you to kind of draw upon, as you're developing your projects.
Yeah, team effort in that respect, and having the vision. So 80 months, head down, butt up, but enjoy the journey as well, you know, go a mile, see a mile. And then it creates opportunities as well, Hannah, I would think.
Yeah, I think so, because it's just, you know, so much of, I think, the industry is, like, building connections and networks and meeting new, like, collaborators and stuff like that. So, and I'm pretty new to... So I moved to Sydney 12 months ago because I'm from Brisbane. So it was, like, really great for me to kind of meet more in Sydney as well to work with. So, yeah, it's good.
It's a little bit, go a mile, see a mile, stretching, what have you, and meet new people and get inspiration. When we talk about previous recipients, including the likes of Guy Simon, Delara Williams, Leah Purcell, Nakia Louie, Cody Bedford, Nathan Maynard, Thomas Witherell. There's some deadly names here, sister, you know?
I know. So exciting.
So inspiration, there it is, and painting a picture moving forward. And with this now, so the vision there for the next 18-month period to create new work as a resident artist at Belvoir, well, it's about enjoying the journey, you know, and spreading your wings and like you said, bringing it to reality as well. And then you don't know what can come out of that as well. It creates opportunities, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that what's really great about, I mean, I've only just started the fellowship, but already it's, you know, there's kind of framework of, like, what the project will be like, but it's really open as well to, like, let the, it's not like you say you're going to write one thing, and it has to be that, like, it's really open to, like, letting the story, like, come to you as well. Which I think is, like, really freeing for that process, because sometimes, you know, you start off writing one thing and then it turns into something else, you know.
Well, exactly. For example, I'm reaching out to Denny Howard, you know, who's playing Keith in Jackie, which is an up-and-coming event. So
he's amazing in that. I was hoping that. He's so good.
Exactly. Really, and there's the inspiration as well. Watching other people do their work as well gives you inspiration too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And that play is like, it's so powerful. It's
powerful.
And Guy Simon is amazing in it too.
Beautiful. Well, listen, enjoy the journey, Hannah. Thank you for being you. Be the best you that you can be. And we'll yarn soon. We'll keep in touch and be looking at your work over the next 18 months, sister.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thanks for having me.
Take care, Hannah. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Deadly Yande, Hannah Belensky, her name is, 2025 Belnaves Foundation Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Fellow, picked up the Belvoir St. Theatre in regard to work that she received, and she has received $45,000 over 18-month period to create new work as a resident artist in Belvoir in 45,000, but the year 2025 and 26. Running his teeth and for somebody else. Have you seen Yana Upstrong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program. That's National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Upstrong? 1-800-422-416.
There's a breed of man with a calloused hand, for his work is harder than most. And he takes a stand, not on the land, but the deck of a fishing boat. Now his specialty is barramundi, but he'll take a salmon or dew. I've even been told that catfish and all go into the packaging too. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad, anyway will do me.
Thurramundi. Up and got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. Now they work with the tide and tempers are tried by catfish and crab in the net. An occasional shout, how we gonna get it out? There's a bloody big croc in it yet. But a good sharp knife gets them out of strife. They'll cut the reptile free. And the skipper might swear and pull out his hair. It's a rugged old life on the sea. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet. Gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. 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 So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet. Gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in the flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. Now a barramundi boat is fairly small, 12 metres long at the most, with four in a crew all living on stew, for their rations are nothing to boast. And for weeks on end, these unshaven men breaking their backs for a crust, just to be let down when they get into town by an unpaying skipper gone bust. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in a flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannock and a tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. 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 Barramundi.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
My people, my people.
Aboriginal people. Don't forget what we're fighting for. We are the Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians. My people, my people. Aboriginal people across the land, don't forget what we're fighting for. They took us away from family, set us up on mission camps. Then they set us up.
Yeah, my people, Chris Phillips here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn of yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. Can be live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, Indigenous Play, ready to bow Sydney Festival. We're talking Jackie, and we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother, Denny Howard, who plays Keith in that role, and got him online. Danny, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Fantastic.
How's it going,
bro? Fantastic, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Danny?
Yeah, so my name's Danny Howard. I'm from the west of our island that we're all living in.
Mm.
I'm a Bard, Yamaji, Noongar, Boodumbar, and Ngadju man.
Okay, brother. Beautiful. And big shout out to you, mob, there. Look, congratulations. You're kicking goals in regard to Keith, the character you play in Jackie. So tell us about your journey, how it came about, and let's talk about Jackie, brother.
Yeah, so Jackie is a play written by Declan Ferber-Gillick.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out, Declan. Big shout out. Yep.
Shout out to Declan, yeah. And it's the cast in it. It's a four-hander.
Mm-hmm.
The cast is Greg Stone, Mandy McKinney, Guy Simons, and myself.
Yes.
And it's about Jackie, a young queer Indigenous man living in the city down in Nam.
Mm.
And he's dealing with juggling multiple worlds and code-switching between sex, work, money, family, culture.
Mm.
Yeah, it's as my director would say, Mark Wilson, shout out.
Mm-hmm.
The play comes across as smart, very funny, but also very serious.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, when you're talking about black fellas, you've got to have comedy there, brother, because we belongs to that.
Yeah.
we make the mock, whatever, you know, which is fantastic. But it just sheds light on a lot of people who are in that situation. As we travel through life, we come to crossroads, don't we, Danny? And it's how you respond or how you react to the so-called crossroads, you know, or what's in front of you. And sometimes we make a wrong decision and we're heading down the wrong path. Well, you can always turn around and come back or, you know, put the blinker on, take a right turn, whatever, you know. But this is life. Yeah. And this is what Jackie portrays, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Jackie's only human, just like the rest of us, and he's trying to live in a world where there's things fighting against him. There's a lot of representation in it, and I think it connects not just only First Nations, not only First Nations people, but non-First Nations people as well.
Exactly.
Which is great.
And tell us your journey, Danny. Becoming an actor as such, was that always the vision? When you come out of school and like stepped on stage, or did you go and kick a football? Or tell us your journey, brother.
I started off as wanting to be an AFL star. Honestly.
There you go. hence, I mentioned the word football. You know, those black fellas want to kick a pigskin around.
I didn't realise being an actor could be possible until I was 18 and I went to uni, and then I found out about WAPA, which is the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts. The ball just kept rolling, and
beautiful.
And then through WAPA, I found out about NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Arts, down here in Sydney.
Yes.
I auditioned for them, and I got in, and only just graduated last year. And
too deadly, brother.
Yeah, it just keeps rolling, which is great.
Well, you're our Australian version of Tom Hanks, cuss. Doors can open up, eh, bro?
From a very isolated spot north of Broome in Western Australia. Grew up there out in the bush, and the last place I thought as a kid would be ended up in Sydney on the stage at Belvoir.
Too deadly, my brother.
Anything can happen, eh?
Yeah, it's about enjoying the journey, you know, and get inspired, you know, and playing different characters because you're delivering a message, you know. That's you're telling a story. And to get into character, I mean, that in itself is a big task, but it's about embracing it, brother, you know?
That's it. It's enjoying the journey, but also trying to be present and taking everything in as you go along,
Exactly. So what about your family? Happy with what you're doing and just to see you do your stuff and your younger brothers and sisters? How's that fit into play?
Yeah, so I'm the youngest of eight.
Okay.
So I'm the youngest one, but I've got heaps of nieces and nephews, as we
sure,
all do.
As we all do. Yeah.
I guess I haven't really done much film to get back home, so they haven't really seen much of it. But I'm hoping now that I'm out of acting school, I get to get on a screen a bit more, and they'll be able to watch some stuff on the TV. But I guess only time will tell. I had my mum over for opening night for Jackie.
Good,
which was pretty young.
What's mum's name?
Lynette.
Lynette, big shout out, Lynette. You know how to breed them, sister. Congratulations.
She flew back a couple of days ago, and she's been supporting me since day dot. So
excellent, brother.
Yes, shout out to Mother Duck.
All right, so Jackie's playing now. How long does it run for? And are you taking it, going on a road show? Are we bringing it up to Cairns, North Queensland? Brother, beautiful weather up here.
I hope we do. there's small talk around, but nothing major yet. And I'm trying to get it on tour. I think the show deserves to get national wide views.
Yes.
It's a great story, and more people need to see it.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, you're promoting it here on National Talk Black, brother, so it's going around the country. People are listening. Danny Howard, thank you very much, brother. Keith in Jackie, you deadly Keith, keep doing what you're doing and enjoy the journey. We'll be in touch, my brother.
No worries. Thanks, Maz.
Take care. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Diddly Yan there. Danny Hayward, his name is. He plays Keith, a character in Jackie. And Jackie is a play, and it's up and running now. And it runs to 2nd of February. So there it is. Bellevue Saint Theatre as part of the Sydney Festival's Blackout Program presents the award-winning play. Jackie, there it is. And big shout to Declan Ferber and Gillick, comically raw portrayal of young queer Indigenous man trying to find his feet in the city. So there, the story it is. And get a chance, go and check it out, your mob. This is your daily program. National Talk Black, about 20 minutes left on the program. Have you saying yarn up strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
Eddie on the track.
Stay awake at night, just until you fall asleep. So heavy, as long as you get me to be a part of your dream, and I'm sleeping as long as you let me. As long as you let me be a part of your dream, and I'm sleeping. Man, you got me falling.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. As BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. Yeah, we talk about the information age. Here we are, 21st century. Are you online or in line? And when we talk about the information age, we talk about social media. And sometimes that is the 21st century toilet wall is how I would explain it. But look, there's an image that should be shared, viewed and liked 1 million times over. But couldn't even bring yourself to include the video images that were actually used in the Facebook FaceTime prank. Need your help to stop a disrespectful and harmful FaceTime prank circulating online. This prank uses videos of Eric Yukaputa, a respected Aboriginal culture man, whose portrait by Wayne Quillen won the prestigious National Photography Portrait Prize. Now, Eric Yukaputa's image captured in the award-winning portrait, Silent Strength, represents a deep cultural heritage and pride of Aboriginal community. Using the image in such a manner is not only disrespectful, but also perpetrates harmful stereotypes and cultural insensitivity. So if you're on TikTok, there's a great video posted by Jeff Kizuba and at Blonde Jeff that highlights all that is wrong with this prank. And so we just need to stop it. Black content creators have called out people participating in TikTok viral trend. So we need to stop this and respect the work that's been done in regarding, it's a touch of racism, isn't it? So we need to stamp it out across the board. When we talk about racism, talk about bullying, what have you, in schools, in workplaces, in the community, on the football fields, on the sporting fields, whatever case may be, stamp it out. No room for it. And like I said, 21st century, here we are, and it just needs to be stamped out. So bringing that to your attention, maybe you want to add to the conversation. We've got 10 minutes left in the program here on National Talk Black. And deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
Phone floating down.
to Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. Come to time, we'll sign off for today's program. Thank you for your company, Mob. Back in the hot seat again next week. And that daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brothers as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Okay, take care. Have a great weekend. Look after yourselves. You mob up here in Far North Queensland. Watch the rains. If it's flooded, forget it. Don't cross it. That's what it's all about, looking after ourselves. And, look, take care. And, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. So stay on for that. And to all our deadly First Nation radio stations across the country, keep doing what you're doing, you mob. Big shout-out. Thank you very much. And big shout-out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
Dabi an guru, gir kabang guru, kanu dabi an gir durai, milanda mie dan ngabakanju, kada bagaianju gir bina.
With the runaway, want that island life, I'm a castaway. Need a vacay to the ZK, time to hustle hard with a payday. This a conquest, on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies, these possum tongues say frenemy. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake, baller acting finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow, I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like a Mino, two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay, always come around and freeload. To the bad vibes, tell them still I be, it's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch, dead or alive, top fly. Red eye bullets, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, it got you saying.
Give me two big muck and a July the pass. Them plus I'm when we leave the stage finish smart. We like lack and